Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 11th of November, and I'm recording at 10 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time in London. Okay, so what happened here today? Well, a quieter day in stock markets. The biggest story, I'm pretty sure, on the day was the strength of Japan. The Nikkei 225 up 2%, and that takes it up to 17,124. So it's touched a new recovery high for this move, although the topics and the TSE2, that's the second section index, which usually leads, that's slightly behind. So unless they get a surge later on this week, I think there's a possibility that we'll get a little bit more reaction and just consolidation near these levels before moving higher. But a factor certainly helping the market today was, or helping Japan today, was the softness of the yen, which is trading at 115.77 against the US dollar as I speak. Elsewhere in the Asian Pacific stock markets, well, it was just quiet. China down a tiny bit, India up a tiny bit. India pressed right on the highs here for the last four days. So still very, very, very stable. It would take a big downward dynamic to interrupt the upward progress that that we see here. And let's see, the European stock markets, well, they're mostly steady. I think the only exception that I see is the Italian market, but it's only down tiniest of fractions, virtually unchanged. The gains in Europe are modest. The biggest one is Spain. That's up 2/3 of a percentage point. On Wall Street, a quiet day here overall, ending with tiny gains, and a little bit better in Canada, Mexico softer, Brazil softer. Now, so what happened in the government bond market? Well, not a lot, although yesterday when I was away giving my Markets Now or participating in the Markets Now seminar, the U.S. 10-year had fallen back a bit, but it picked up in here today, and that is at 2.36%. And looking at other factors here, currencies, well, DXY, that's the U.S. dollar index, that's hovering just a little below the last three peaks that we had seen back in 2007, 2008, and 2010. And it's DXY is currently at 87.58. It's down a little bit in here today. And those three peaks that I just mentioned are just above the 88 level for the for DXY, and previously in those earlier highs we had the Fed step in to weaken the dollar. I don't think they would do it now, but the market may be a little bit cautious, understandably is a little bit cautious, waiting to see if that actually happens. And also it's had a good run, so to see some consolidation would hardly be surprising overall. And elsewhere, the European currencies, 1.59 for sterling, that's up a bit today. And the euro also up a little bit at 1.2475. Australian dollar also a little bit higher, 0.8688. And precious metals, well, it's interesting today. You remember that we had the upside key day reversals for gold and silver on Friday. Well, they didn't get any follow through yesterday, and they actually fell back. Not to as sharply. They didn't take out the kilos, but they certainly fell back. Well, they were soft in here this morning, but then picked up all of a sudden at about 4 o'clock. That's Greenwich Mean Time. And moved respectably higher before giving up some of those gains and closing with more modest gains. But here's the rundown right now. The palladium market that closed at 772.7. The platinum market, here we're currently trading here after hours, so I'll give you that price, is at 1204. Now it had been down at 191 earlier today, and as high as 1212. So that's not doing too badly, but it's down a couple of dollars on the day. And silver, I didn't give silver. That is currently at 1568. It's had a range of 1544 and a half to 1588. Unfortunately, it couldn't hold that higher level here just about an hour or so ago. And gold has held up best of all. Its gold bullion is at $1,164. And that had been higher earlier on. That had been at least another $5 or $6 higher. In other commodities, oil's really under pressure here. The Brent crude, I just looked at it a moment ago, and it was down at $81.24. Now that's a new reaction low. For this particular move. The WTI is slightly steadier. It's currently trading, again, after hours at 77.47. It had been down at 76.42, so it's a dollar above that low, and in the lower side of its current trading range in the last couple of weeks or more. And is there anything else of consequence in here today? U.S. copper a little steadier, but very range-bound. Industrial metals mixed, though pretty much all told. So that's really about it. But I will just mention that I'm going to post my PowerPoint presentation for my Markets Now talk that I gave yesterday evening, and I also recorded an audio. It's quite a lengthy one, but to accompany that PowerPoint presentation, and I should have those up on the site in about an hour's time. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.